It's time for another Melissa in the Morning Scam Alert on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
Scammers are apparently impersonating road toll collection services through a text message scam. And according to the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut, these fraudsters may even use AI technology to become more convincing with their fake websites and messages. Joining us now, Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau. And Kristen, I tell you, if they only could use their smarts for good, how are you?
Not this time, though. Good. No. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. This is such a frustrating scam because we actually heard about this, I'd say, earlier in the year, but it was up in Massachusetts.
Right.
And I said to my morning reporter, I remember saying it clear as day, mark my words, this is coming to Connecticut. It's going to happen. And now we have proof of it, right? What has the Better Business Bureau found out?
Right. So we've actually received 800 scam tracker reports of this scam all over the country. We're mostly seeing Florida. The Florida Turnpike, their version of the Easy Pass. But we also have seen the Massachusetts one. We started seeing them last summer. You know, a lot of people travel during the summer. And now we've seen it again with this AI twist where they're sending these really personalized text messages. And the website just looks so legitimate. And so it's tricking people. In fact, we had a man in New York report that he used his debit card to pay a fine. And the debit card actually didn't go through. However, what the scammers did at that point is they, because they had his information, then they used his Bank of America bank account to open a virtual card and stole $1,600.
Oh my gosh.
So a lot of people are reporting they're reporting they're losing $699. That's the common number. However, once these guys have your credit card or your debit card information, they can then sell it on the black market. Or, as what happened to this man, if it's your debit card, do even more damage.
That's wild, Kristen. I could go into so many different avenues with this one because my husband and I were actually just talking about this earlier. Actually, it was last month because I have an Easy Pass. And we go in and out of Boston a lot because of our hockey, but we don't really go in and out of New York that often. And and yet we were having sort of a back and forth because I was really confused because my account kept sort of getting drained, if you will. And I figured Easy Pass is going to work not just in New York, but anywhere. So maybe you know the answer to this. If we aren't going into New York and we're using Easy Pass, is it still working when you go into Massachusetts? Because my husband ended up buying a Massachusetts Easy Pass. And I'm like, someone here got scammed. Either I did or you did. And we haven't figured that out just yet. But somebody got scammed in this situation, I think. I don't know.
That's not an answer I have for you, unfortunately. I know that there are some Easy Passes that work in multiple states.
Okay. I think mine's one of them.
I'm not sure about this one.
Okay.
I thought it was.
I thought so too.
I'm not positive. I don't travel enough around New England to give you the right answer. I wouldn't want to give you wrong information.
No, I appreciate that, Kristen.
But I will tell you that this scam is not just targeting people that have the Easy Pass. In fact, it's not just targeting drivers. It's targeting everyone because they don't necessarily know by having your number whether you have an Easy Pass or not. So they're just blanketing it.
So
and everyone's getting this.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's why I think, I honestly think, no offense, hubby, I think he got scammed because they were reaching out to him saying, you have an outstanding balance. And he's like, I don't have Easy Pass. And I said to him, I'm like, why would you buy an Easy Pass? I said, we always use my car. I know that it's working. But something did come in the mail for him. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. Anyways, the reason I bring this up is because, you know, you're educated, obviously, Kristen Johnson. You work for the Better Business Bureau. I'm a reporter. I know what I'm looking for. But scams will literally happen to even the most educated. So what can people look out for to avoid being scammed by this?
So one of our big tips, you mentioned getting something in the mail, is that these entities are not going to text message you. They're probably not even going to email you. But the government never text messages. So if you get a text message right then and there, you know it's a scam. That's a huge red flag. And if you don't drive, that's an even bigger red flag, right? I mean, just because you go through a toll doesn't mean they automatically capture your phone number. They're not going to know that. They're only going to know necessarily your license plate number, but they're not going to text you. So what you want to do is never click on any sort of link, whether it's in an email or a text. Instead, if you have Easy Pass or you have one of these other toll passes, what you want to do is go in, log into your actual account. So go to the website for that Easy Drive MA that you have and look into your account or look up the phone number. Don't call any numbers that are in the text message or the email. Don't opt out of the text message because then they'll know this is a working number. A lot of times it's just a bot sending you a text. And if they hit and they know it, then they'll use your number for other scams. So you just want to ignore, swipe and delete the text and then go into your account. And definitely, call the customer service number for Easy Pass. Don't actually call the number again that's in that text. And make sure you don't give out personal information. I mean, we're getting reports of people who are being asked for their birth date and their social security number. That information wouldn't be asked.
Yeah, why would you need that? Right, right.
Yeah, exactly. So don't absolutely positively do not respond.
It's interesting, Kristen, because I think we give this piece of advice. I'd say the Better Business Bureau gives this piece of advice all the time, which is to check, with a legitimate agency or go to that legitimate website. And that is, I will say, in the case going back to my example, was exactly what I did. I go to the website for Easy Pass. I check. I have a login and everything. I think it's so important that if you get it, even if you're not sure through a text or an email or something like that, just go right to the website. I mean, take the extra 30 seconds and go to the legitimate website or call them, a customer service number, I'd imagine.
Think back to the guy who just lost $1,600. If he had taken that extra step, that extra even 5 minutes to double check, it would have saved him a lot of money and a lot of headache.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly some good things. And I do want to let people know that, again, you've got the BBB scam tracker. If you ever want to check things, if you want to see what's going on, they are very active on that site. And what is that website, Kristen, for anyone who wants more information?
That's right, because that's how we're able to bring this information to you. It's because we saw those 800 reports. We saw them coming in from Connecticut, and we knew this is something that's hitting people. We got to let people know. So report it to BBB Scam Tracker. It's bbb.org/scamtracker. You can report it anonymously. Even if you didn't lose money, if you get the text message, report it. That way we can keep track of how often this is happening and if it's continuing to happen.
We appreciate it. Kristen Johnson, thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll talk again very soon.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too. And again, that is bbb.org.